on YouTube, but Facebook about the wedding song. Have we talked about that?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. It was originally written for one specific use. Paul Stuckey was asked by Peter Yarrow, Peter, Paul, and Mary, to produce a song for his wedding. And he did. But his only intention was he wanted to use it for his friend's wedding, and that was it. Well, later on, his friend had a performance in concert, and it caught on. And now it's like a premier, his signature wedding song, basically.
Yeah, it became a huge hit, or a well-regarded song.
Mm-hmm. And he said he composed it by, first he decided he got away from the whole group there and went by himself and prayed. And after he prayed, he put that music together in an hour, which is, I think, pretty phenomenal for writing music and notes and all that kind of stuff, and lyric, too. So, I thought that was very interesting.
That is. The song There Is Love. And did he, I'm not sure if the article mentioned, but he eventually put that song into the public domain so anybody could use it at their wedding without concern about licensing or royalties. The song.
And they did mention that it was free for everybody and no, didn't do a copyright or anything like that. I'll just put it out there and wanted to share it, which is a noble thing.
Absolutely. You got me curious. Elmer Cantrey as the film starred Burt Lancaster, Shirley Jones, Patty Page also in it. It came out in 1960. And that's enough to, I mean, the plot is great, and I want to take a look at it if I get a chance to. And Lancaster's got to be really interesting in that role. So, well done. A charge to you.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for checking in, as always. Bye-bye. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, WSHA-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW-LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM at Keysport, and SLBRadio.org/radio, where you will find links to our own player as well as those provided by TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, and Radio Garden, and our unique listen by phone number 631-359-8728. Good morning to Rich in Freeport, who provided a link to Main Street. Thank you, Rich. 1923 for Main Street as a film.
never know, that might have been the reason why he drank. What was Willie smoking when he wrote Hello Walls? Where'd Bob find that cow town? Did it really have big balls? There's no regular combination on that Wabash cannonball. I've never known a telephone to ring right off the wall. Patsy didn't fall to pieces on a midnight walk alone. And he don't stand for Texas since Rose of San Antonio. Highways don't get lonesome, you're not my sunshine. Memories don't linger in the hallways of my mind. I don't believe that porter ever saw that rubber room. And I've never seen a melancholy moon. Well, Elvis hated hound dogs, so is it false or true? No one ever really saw him wearing blue suede shoes. Was anybody watching Johnny walk the line? And I wonder if it really was the last thing on his mind. Now, if you're mighty cold, you need more tonnage than 16. I can't recall a time when I've been fitted as my jeans. You'd have to be a fossil to have a heart of stone. And after 6 days on the road, his baby was not home. Highways don't get lonesome, you're not my sunshine. Memories don't wander in the hallways of my mind. I don't believe that porter ever saw that rubber room. And I've never seen a melancholy moon. Blue moon of Kentucky is more like yellow. And I've never seen a melancholy moon.
Saturday, Light Brigade with Tim O'Brien. Our Brigade Charade is coming up in a few moments, giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge.
Communitopia joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Communitopia's 6th Annual Youth Climate Action Summit takes place on March 21st at Museum Lab, located on Pittsburgh's historic North Side. This youth-led summit features speakers, breakout sessions, games, and creates a space for environmentally conscious community building. More information on the 6th Annual Youth Climate Action Summit is available at communitopiapgh.org. That's communitopiapgh.org.
Be the first to learn about upcoming guests and features by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings, our email newsletter. Each newsletter includes an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing to our newsletter at slbradio.org/subscribe.
Was an article in the Washington Post earlier this week about an Excel competition in Las Vegas that pits students against each other. They're given problems to solve using Excel spreadsheets, and it's kind of the Olympics of spreadsheets. I wanted to share a bit of this article with you, and I'll do so in a minute or two. The talk about this guy named Benjamin Weber as the LeBron James of college Excel. Looks like quite an event. I'll share that with you in a little bit. And don't worry, you won't have to actually be concerned about showing your work or doing anything with spreadsheets. Time up for our Brigade Charade. Right now you can earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. We're going to play charades, except we have to use language. We are unable to get pictures to you through this medium. That's our technology. The clue is gig. And the answer has three syllables. We're looking for a three-syllable gig. Syllable one, letter 14. Syllable two, indicator. Syllable three, intended. Syllable one, letter 14. Two, indicator. Three, intended. And the three syllable words clue is gig.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
I woke today and found the frost perched on the ground. It hovered in a frozen sky and gobbled summer down. And when the sun turns traitor cold and all the trees are shivering in a naked road, get the urge for going, but I never seem to go. I had a man in summertime, he had summer colored skin, and not another girl in town my darling's heart could. Face down in the snow, he got the urge for going, and I had to let him go. He got the urge for going when the meadow grass is turning brown, and summertime was falling down, and winter's closing in. They give a cold, triumphant shout, and all that stays is dying now, and all that lives is getting out. See the geese in chevron flight, flapping and racing on before the snow. They got the urge for going, got the wings to go. I'll ply the fire with kindling and pull the blankets to my chin. I'll lock the vagrant winter out and bolt my wandering in. I'd like to call back summertime and have her stay for just another month or so. She got the urge for going, so I guess she'll have to go. She got the urge for going when the meadow grass was turned brown, summertime was falling down, and winter was closing in.
Listened to the radio, wrote poetry, went swimming after school. I sewed curtains for the living room windows, danced to Santana when I had no TV. When I had no TV, my place was quiet. I heard the birds singing at night. Sound, heard the planes coming down, watched the stars twinkle when I had no TV. When I had no TV, all of my friends came over in summer, sat on the steps. We'd howl at the moon, we'd laugh, and we cried, all the neighbors would. Children all wondered about me. Scary. The days seemed to go by without Curly and Larry. I slept better, I wrote more letters and read biographies. I was happy and healthy, wiser and free. Life was so simple when I had no TV.
Maria Gillard at the Saturday Light Brigade, and When I Had No TV. I was reading more about the MECC, the Microsoft Excel Collegiate Challenge. It is kind of fascinating that it exists. Robin and Linda Williams did the tune Urge for Going before Maria. Good morning to Craig in Macon, Georgia. So happy you're here this morning. Speaking of challenges, were you able to come up with our answer? The clue is gig. Syllable 1, letter 14. Syllable 2, indicator. Syllable 3, intended. I think this one is a little tricky. 412-200-5975. Rich in Freeport just came up with the correct answer. And Larry in Elwood City just got it. Good morning, Larry. And Van, Tom, and McCandless got it. Fran, you came up with the correct answer. Fran is in Ross Township and noted these usually come to me quickly, given my love for crossword puzzles. Mike and Mars got it, as did John in Economy. Tommy in Virginia also came up with the correct answer. I'll give you the correct answer in a moment. Richard Calhoun got it, playing along on Facebook, and I see that Ralph of the South Hills got it on Facebook as well. Thank you for playing along there. By the way, you can follow us on social media at SLB Radio. The answer for you in a minute. This whole business of Excel being a competition is part of the esports craze that's been around for quite a while. It includes one article mentions financial modeling is included, but not really. It combines elements of the Financial Modeling World Cup, but also the Microsoft Excel World Championship. And I think in the case of the latter, they specifically do not want there to, they want it to be fun, to be more puzzle-like. Competitor solve problems presented as a 1 to 5 page long challenge, and I have to use Excel formulas to come up with their answer, and they come from all over the world. To do so. Now, the one in Las Vegas, you're given a case and then 7 levels and a handful of bonus questions and then 30 minutes to complete as much of the case as you can, which, and these are the more fun ones, sorting giant data sets in specific ways or working through a visual puzzle, such as how to keep an animated bird from flying in certain cells of a spreadsheet. The more a competitor solves, the more points they get, and the more they move along. And the Washington Post article notes that while there might not be weight training or learning calls from a playbook, you do need to have quite a bit of skill. Similar to a pro athlete, you get to go pro in spread shooting. Fascinating. I'll try to put a link to this article on our Facebook page. Or if you know anything about the world of competitive spreadsheets, by all means, give us a call at 1-888-752-7234 or 412-200-5975. Well, let's see how you did with this morning's Brigade Charade. Syllable 1, letter 14, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, N, that's it. Letter 14 is N. Indicator, the syllable is gauge. So we have N, gauge, and intended works out to be meant. And in this case, the gig translates to engagement. Congratulations if you came up with engagement. And I believe I identified all of our correct answers. Cy Conn now at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Snow lies on the ground like a blanket on a baby. You touch my thoughts as lightly as branches touch the wind. The lake and the mountain have made love to each other so long they can't remember where one ends and one begins. Won't you ask me again if I'll join you on this journey from the frozen lakes of winter to sunrise on the sea, from coffee in the morning to old friends and newborn babies, from the stillness inside you to the deepest heart of me. Listening to your voice, I sometimes think I'm dreaming. Mist flows from your fingers and covers up my heart. Lying deep inside you, I sometimes think I'm flying. Nothing short of dying can tear our lives apart. Won't you ask me again if I'll join you on this journey from the frozen lakes of winter to sunrise on the sea, from coffee in the morning to old friends and newborn babies, from the stillness inside you to the deepest heart of me.
Cy Conn at the Saturday Light Brigade with a tune called Engagement Song. Engagement Song. Thank you for being along with us today here at SLB. We are always appreciative of your company. in a few moments, we're going to have a high clue giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings. From SLB Radio Productions. Susie just made an interesting comment. These Excel competitions are like typing competitions back in the day. You know, how quickly can you type something? Excellent point. David Grisman now leading off our next half hour here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
There's a rabbit in the long and I ain't got my dog and I will not get him out of the door. I'll get me a briar and I'll twist in his hair and that way I'll get him out. Place to lie down, to lie down,
to lie down,
to lie down,
to lie down.
Found myself a place to lie down. Have a feast here tonight while the moon's shining bright, cause I found myself a place to lie down.
Saturday Light Brigade Feast here tonight by David Grisman. That's a song that's always a lot of fun to watch people play. Whoever plays that song, it's always fun to watch them. Dust Bowl Jack. I've not found the Gordon Lightfoot that I hoped I could play for you. We have a live album of his. I may have just found something as we're talking, so let me take a look. His live album, I don't think represents him well, but I just found two other albums in our library, so we'll see if we're able to do that. Thank you for your patience.
Assemble joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Assemble is a nonprofit organization and community space for arts and technology education located in Pittsburgh's Garfield neighborhood. Assemble works to build confidence through making by creating approachable opportunities for learners of all ages to engage with science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics-based activities. Information on Assemble programs and opportunities is available at assemblepgh.org.
If you missed any of last week's on-air features, good news, you can find them at slbradio.org/catalog. They include student scientists from UPMC, Hillman Cancer Center Academy, singer-songwriter Adam Fitz, and a preview of the new Hazlett production of Agnes Teaches Acting, with Agnes starring, and also young dancers from Expressions, Art, and Movement. That plus hundreds of other past features at slbradio.org/catalog. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Ricky, have you audited today's high clue? It's time for our high clue. Ricky has indeed audited the high clue. Always important to make sure we, in our high clue, have exactly 17 syllables leading to one particular answer. Are you ready? Three were Clarabelle, Eleanor from Green Acres, and one named Elsie. That's it. Three were Clarabelle, Eleanor from Green Acres, and one named Elsie.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Good luck. I hope you will play along with us. 412-200-5975. When you call, the phone will ring just like any other phone, and Ricky or I will answer. We'll take your answer. We'll ask you if you would like to go on the air. You don't have to. You can be anonymous if you want to. But we hope you'll join us. Again, three were Clarabelle, Eleanor from Green Acres, and one named Elsie. Good luck from the Saturday Light Brigade.
rustle up a job. Maybe I can rustle up a job. But there's nothing I can do. My best working days are through, and I'm walking through your town in the snow. Don't ever think I'll find a way back home. Don't think I'll ever find a way back home. I can see my golden years shining through the frozen tears, and I'm walking through your town in the snow. I'm walking through your town.
Saturday Light Brigade, that is Gordon Lightfoot for Dust Bowl Jack in Ohio. Good to have you listening this morning, Dust Bowl, as always. And you also heard Jenny Stecker and Kate Breslin walking through your town in the snow. I'm going to repeat the haiku and then give you the answer in a moment, unless you want to contact us and share your answer. Three were Clarabelle, Eleanor from Green Acres, and one named Elsie. Share your answer with us at 412-200-5975. It is solvable. We've had a number of correct answers coming in, and we hope you'll consider sharing your answer with us. Maybe you can even fill in some details. Tom and McCandless got it. And Larry in Elwood City has the correct answer. So does Patrick in South Park. Tommy in North Chesterfield, Virginia. Mike and Marv, Susie in Alexandria. Rich in Freeport. And Jim in Crafton Heights. John in Economy Borough also got the correct answer. And Jess in the South Hills, playing along on Facebook, got it. Allegedly, one also belonged to a woman named Mrs. O'Leary. And Freeport added the law firm of Holst and Guernsey in Jersey. Actually, he points out that the names in the haiku work out to be Holstein, Guernsey, and Jersey. They all are cows. And as Mike and Mars put it, I try to answer you in verse. Sometimes I don't know how, but I think I've got success this week. The answer, sir, is cow. And cow it is, indeed. All fictitious cows. Clarabelle was one that seems to be not remembered by many people. Disney came out with Clarabelle in 1928. Eleanor was the cow on Green Acres. Eva Gabor's character, Lisa Douglas, often would talk with Clarabelle. And we all remember the episode where Clarabelle swallowed a small transistor radio. And it would keep changing stations inside of Clarabelle. And Borden came up with Elsie in 1936 as a bit of a marketing gimmick. All cows, Saturday Light Brigade charge to you if you came up with the correct answer. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in our next hour.
was a quiet night on McDonald's farm, except for up at the big red barn. It sounded like some kind of jamboree. The Holsteins were on a spree. They were party cows. They'd built them a fire, they'd raised a kettle of steam, a couple spare tubes from a milking machine, some corn and alfalfa from a silage spill, and they'd built them a homemade still. Well, they were party cows, they were rowdy and loud, they were crude and rude, they were in the mood, they were on the move, they were hell on hooves, they didn't come home till dawn. They tucked up their tails and they danced round the fire playing bossa novas on the cowbell choir. They sang, "Hey diddle diddle, let's shoot the moon," and some of them were almost in tune. 'Cause they were party cows. They sat around laughing till they fell in fits, telling filthy jokes about men with mitts, till Bossy said, "Gals, let's get out of here," and they fired up the old John Deere. But they were party cows, they were rowdy and loud, they were crude and rude, they were in the mood, they were on the move, they were hell on boobs, they didn't come home till dawn. They plowed up Main Street, they cruised back down, they rode out to the campus on the edge of the town. They snuck in the house down at Delta Chi and they tipped over drunken guys. 'Cause they were party cows. Now, I'm not endorsing this kind of wanton cruelty towards our fellow creatures. Just because they're large and not too bright doesn't mean they're not entitled to some modicum of dignity. But they do look pretty funny when they go over. They kind of wallow around on the floor going, "Help, I've fallen and I can't reach my beer." But in case you're concerned, let me reassure you, no actual Greeks were harmed in the making of this song. For they were party cows, they were rowdy and loud, they were crude and rude, they were in the mood, they were out on black and white, they didn't come home till dawn. Well, the east was rosy, the first birds called, when the cows staggered home and crawled back in their stalls. They were red in the eyes, they were green round the mouth, they were utterly partied out. You saw that one coming. It was a quiet morning on McDonald's farm, especially up at the big red barn. The cows seemed sluggish and oddly aloof, and the milk was 48 proof. They were party cows, they were soggy and soused, they were bruised and confused, they looked pretty used. You could just tell that they felt like hell, 'cause they didn't come home till dawn.
The cows in the moo yard are making their plans for the long winter nights and the cold winter hands. Some out in the field are covered with snow. The black ones turn white and the white ones don't show. Big lumps in the sunset between bovine dreams, their icicle udders are waiting for spring. And up from the road comes the sound of the wheel, just an old ice cream wagon. They say, I know how you feel. Well, some dream of India, where their cousins are stars, but they don't like the crowds, so they stay where they are. And some dream of Florida, of roaming the beach with metal detectors for gold they can reach. Well, what can you do? It's the ice or the flies, the temperature slowing, the tales going by. It's a dairy existence, and I must conclude. Cold milk in a bottle still beats frozen food.
The Saturday Light Brigade, that is John Gorka with Winter Cows, and Zoe Mulford did Party Cows. Congratulations once again if you solved our high clue. What's that? We have another moment. Wonderful. Here's Cormac McCarthy at the Saturday Light Brigade.
In Australia, they got the kangaroo. In Scotland, they've got sheep. The Amazon have got piranha. The Bronx have got boys that say cheep, cheep, cheep. Check-a-dee-dee-dee. In all of these foreign countries, the fauna does abound. Of all the noble animals, I'll take mine by the pound. Sweet cows are great to eat. Cows have big brown eyes. Cows have tasty thighs. Cows just graze all day. Cows are cheap, they run on hay. Cows, 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 cows. She's a blushing bovine Venus. She's a statue in the next winter she will feed us. Cows. Cows are pasteurized. Cows are homogenized. Cows have bedroom eyes. Cows. Ground beef anti-bone. It's good for your teeth and your muscle tone. Cows. A gracious host, eyes, face, rump, roast cow. In India, cows are sacred.
Big finisher. There is a moo there at the end. That's Cormac McCarthy and cows. What a fun morning. Thank you for being along with us today. It's wonderful to have your company. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets Larry and Vanessa's weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLV Radio.org, where you will find a link to our own